I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Tristan Carcino.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Randy Cote.
And we're talking taco time.
Fresh, fresh, delicious.
Wow. We are back.
We're so back.
And that in and of itself, I think, is probably a little bit of news because we actually did not talk about this when at the Fabulous Pelton Cast we announced our hiatus back in, I guess that was early May. But Talking Taco Time is not part of the hiatus. We'll continue
That's right.
to record. We could not take Talking Taco Time away from the people.
This is good news because I had no idea about this hiatus.
You're fighting out about it right here.
Believe you me, yes. I listened to the episode called Hiatus from the Pelton Cast approximately 2 weeks ago because I was behind. So it's
just
crashing down on me.
That's great. We'll let you catch up. So
you
check out the
take
Discord.
The Pelton Cast off Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But you cannot take Talking Taco Time off. We have to talk taco time. It doesn't matter how much assistant GM or vice president of analytics Kevin Pelton is. He will always talk Talking Time with this crew right here. And we have a big one this week.
We do. We have a very special guest who've been efforting since before the hiatus, I think, actually. So should we get in with that? Should we get into the interview?
Yes.
Yeah. I figured it was rhetorical.
We were waiting on Randy to say yes. It would have been awkward silence had he not.
Well, we are thrilled to welcome to Talking Taco Time the founder and CEO of Molly Moon's, Molly Moon Neitzel. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
And excited to collaborate with Taco Time Northwest. Tristan tried to avail himself of the brief kind of test run back in the spring and got there too late. They were all sold out. So
oh,
we weren't
no.
able to get ice cream.
I mean, that's probably a good sign that they were sold out.
Right.
But just a handful of locations for, there were two flavors. Walk us through the partnership, Molly Moon's and Taco Time, that's been hinted at and maybe coming back again soon.
Yeah. So we did a little test run earlier this spring to make sure that deliveries and, you know, frozen logistics were going to work. But we are really excited to announce a partnership between Taco Time Northwest and Molly Moon's that will be rolling out at the very end of June, just in time for the hottest part of Seattle summer, because we all know summer really starts like July 5th, right? Mm-hmm. We will have two flavors of Mini Moons, which is our cute little ice cream cup with a wooden spoon in the lid, available at all Taco Time Northwests.
Wow.
We'll
okay.
have chocolate and churro flavored Mini Moons.
And the churro is a Taco Time Northwest exclusive flavor, as I understand
it. Indeed it is, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask a question about the churro? We want you to walk through flavor profile, etc. At Taco Time, they still have crustos, right? That's still an item at Taco Time?
I think so.
Was there ever a consideration to name it Crustos flavor this ice cream?
You know what I've learned about menu names in the 18 years that I've been running Molly Moon's? And is that one, your devotees know what things are. Like Molly Moon's devotees know what Sasquatch flavor is, but 90% of your customers don't know what it is. And they
fair
ask.
Enough. Yes.
Uh-huh. And your employees are mad at you about that. So in talking to the leadership at Taco Time, we were like, let's name it the thing that is the most simple for people to understand, whether they have been to Taco Time 79 times or they've been to Taco Time one time.
I do love that Taco Time would advise that the place where a taquito is a crisp burrito and where a burrito is a soft taco, that they're like, be clear with what the item names are. That's the one thing we know at Taco Time.
They can't go back and change that now.
Yeah, you know, some of that stuff is legacy, and they're trying to get some things right from the get-go, I think.
And it is important to note they do have churros on the menu, mm-hmm. so there is mm-hmm. still synergy.
Okay, there
that.
Are mini churros, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are they mini churros? Or just churros?
I think they're just churros.
They're full-size churros. It's a single full-size churro.
Okay.
Yeah.
made by Alberto's. Yeah, Alberto's, a family-owned company in Edmonds. So, did you develop the flavor profile in consultation with Taco Time?
Yeah, totally in consultation, though I've made churro ice cream before and we've had it on our seasonal
Right,
menu
makes
in
sense.
years past. So, but you know, we made it, we brought it over to them and they loved it. So, yeah, it was easy.
Who made the first call here? Who made this connection of two great tastes that are going to create taste great together?
They called us,
Okay,
but we were
nice.
excited. I was really excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about your history with Taco Time.
Well, I grew up in Boise, Idaho, and there was a Taco Time in Boise when I was a kid. And there's a beautiful path along the Boise River called the Green Belt. And my aunt would always like take me roller skating at the Green Belt and be like, "Do you want to get Taco Time and go roller skating?" So that was my thing as a kid. So I have totally great memories of Taco Time. And then about 5 years ago, I bought a beach house on the Washington coast, and I have two little girls. And our tradition became that we would pack up the car and get ready to drive out to the beach. And it would be about lunchtime by the time we got our act together and we were on the road. And so our tradition became that we would get in the car and we would be hungry, but we would get to stop at a Taco Time on the way to getting out to the beach for the week or whatever. So it's definitely been ritualized in my family, both as a kid and now that I have kids.
I do think Taco Time, ritualistic Taco Time, is an important part of it. I do have to mention Boise, Idaho. I don't know if how much I know that you said you'd listen to some talk in Taco Time. Are you familiar with the lore of Taco Time International and Taco Time Northwest?
Not totally.
Okay,
So,
do you know
yeah,
what I'm
would love to
talking about
hear.
right now? So every single talk in Taco Time listener is going to have commented. That's why I have to bring it up because they'll
Okay.
say, "Why didn't you mention this?"
Yes.
In Boise, it is a different Taco Time than the Taco Time Corporation that
Right.
you have partnered with currently. And
Yes,
I'm sure
yes.
that's the one that you grew up with in
Yeah.
Boise. So you've elevated in the world when you move away from somewhere that is Taco Time International country, Eastern Washington, past Wenatchee is the furthest east now, right?
Right. Portland.
Portland, places like that. Once you make it to Western Washington, you've really made it to Taco Time Northwest country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand. Like the 79, that's the Holy Land, right?
Yes, the
Yeah,
number
I
of
do.
locations
Yes.
that Randy visited. Yeah,
Yeah.
yes, he's been more than 79 times though, because he's been to more than once to some of the locations. But
Many, yes.
do you have a specific location that you stop at as part of this road trip ritual, or does it vary depending on how hungry you are?
No, it sort of varies because there are like several on the I-5 corridor heading to
Right.
Olympia. So we would pick which one we were going to go to. Yeah. And then now there's one that's sort of near one of my children's school. And so that's become a fun fact in my family that is a possibility if we're really
Do
hungry
you have a
after
favorite of
school.
these locations? Is there one that's like, oh, that's the good Taco Time?
I don't really think so. You know, I like it's fun. Okay, I went to like so many concerts at Rimlinger Farms last year because we sponsored the concerts and we served ice cream at all the concerts, and that was super fun. And every time I took friends out there, we would go to the Redmond one on our way. So I enjoyed that. I don't think I have a favorite. Yeah, the
I
menu's
think I
great
went to the
everywhere.
Redmond
Everything
one
is
this last weekend.
compostable at all of them.
Exactly. The consistency is great. Yeah, I think I went
Yeah.
to the Redmond one this last weekend, and it might have been my first ever time there.
Okay, yeah.
I think I may have gone there when I was coming back from Central Washington and getting the Caesar before we recorded about it that night, if I recall correctly. But yeah, I mean, it's like having a favorite Molly Moon's flavor. Like
Yeah.
everything is great. So how are you going to pick?
Yeah, thank you. I have another kind of funny Taco Time story. Like, I love the, okay, what are we supposed to call them? The tater
Mexi
tots?
fries, Mexi fries,
Mexi
yeah.
fries. Yeah.
Again, super clear. You would know exactly what it is just from the name.
Yeah. But I thought they're not actually called Mexi fries on the
They're
menu.
called tater fries now. This is a safe space to also still call them Mexi fries.
Okay. I call them Mexi fries, but I wasn't. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I have a daughter who's 13 13. And so when I was in the birthing class, when I was pregnant with her, that birthing class was next door to the Taco Time on Rainier. And it was the birthing class was like Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon. And all of us pregnant women, they would like turn the fryer on and make the Mexi fries, at about 11 a.m. And all of us would just leave that class and go directly into the Taco Time
It's like it was sponsored
afterward.
by Taco Time. The timing is not fair. 10 a.m. to noon at a birthing class, you
It's
have to go
not
to Taco
fair.
Time after.
Yeah, it's not fair. And my ex-husband was always like, "Do we have to go here every time?" I was like, "Yes,
Yes.
we
Yeah.
do." And every other woman in the class agreed with me.
I understand why he's ex-husband.
Yeah. So that's another very special Taco Time memory.
Okay, this is great because on the food news podcast on the Ringer network that I listen to regularly, there was a recent discussion about the research that food researchers are doing to find out how children's tastes are sort of imprinted in the womb from what their mother is eating. And
Right.
so it has the tater fry taste been passed down because of this class?
No, that child does not like anything related to potatoes.
Wow.
Wow. Definitely not the old Idaho being passed down either.
I know, yeah.
No. And I'll eat any potato in any form.
It's hard to think of an unpleasant form of potato. Yeah.
There isn't one. There really isn't one.
Okay, so what is your go-to order at Taco Time?
You guys should kn will know that I think it's a combo number two, which is a crisp burrito with Mexi fries and a drink. And it is the only time, I can't believe I'm saying this in public, that I allow myself to drink a Diet Coke.
The only time you allow yourself to, that's like a safe place to
Yeah.
drink. You could drink Diet Coke anywhere. I'm impressed,
No,
I suppose.
I'm really a healthy eater. I mostly eat organic food and like I super don't put processed stuff in my body for the most part. But I have to drink a Diet Coke with Mexi fries.
Absolutely. Is it the Taco Time ice that makes you more willing to get it there?
I don't know.
Or
I've never really
it's just
thought
the
about what it
ritual.
is. I
Yeah.
think it's the combination of the taste of Diet Coke with the Mexi fry seasoning.
Yes. That makes
Yeah.
sense. Okay, what flavor of crisp burrito are we going? Beef here
Chicken
or
always.
okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
I think the chicken crisp burrito is kind of our, like, if we're giving somebody a go-to Taco Time order, chicken
Yeah.
crisp burrito is really number one.
Agreed. I took a friend who is 60 years old to a concert at Remlinger Farms last year who has been in Seattle since like 1992 and had never been to a Taco Time, you guys.
Wow.
And I
Ooh.
was like, "Oh no, this is what we're doing. We're eating at Taco Time on the way out there. And it's going to be very fun." And he was like, "What do we get at Taco Time?" And I said, "Yeah, you have to get a chicken crisp burrito." And he was blown away. And now we've been to Taco Times more than once since last summer.
That's some great Taco Time concierge work. Although it really
Thank you.
raises some questions about his other friends that they had not taken him to Taco Time
Agreed.
in
I'm
many during all
clearly
these
the best
decades.
friend. Yeah.
How has that order evolved over time? Was it different back when you were skating along the river in Boise? It's always
No,
been.
I think this has been my lifetime order.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. Do you want to know my kids' orders?
Yeah,
Of course.
please.
Yeah. My oldest daughter always gets a beef soft taco.
Okay.
And my little one just gets chips and guac and won't eat anything else.
Kids are particular. I can see it. I know that I've had the Taco Time guac, but I truly cannot remember it. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as much of a trademark as like the Chipotle guac, but.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's something to write home about.
It's
Unless
not
you're a
what
child.
makes
Yeah.
Taco Time Taco Time. Well, that's
Yes.
definitely the case.
Yeah.
So I guess you've sort of answered like one of our questions is, do you have any former Taco Time favorites? And if this has always been your order, I guess the answer is no.
I don't think so. Yeah. I was listening to your previous podcast episode about the contest, and I was pretty bummed that they went with spicy fries, which I approve of, but not queso. Because I would be really down for a Taco Time version of queso.
I totally agree.
I mean, hopefully, more opportunity to try some of the runners up over time.
Right,
'Cause
right.
yeah.
Yeah.
They've been pushing Spicy Ranch pretty hard lately. The Absauced posters that are on the wall, I feel like I'm seeing those quite a bit. Seems like Spicy Ranch must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I have no interest in ranch dressing whatsoever, so that does not speak to me.
Do you don't, I mean, you don't customize a crisp burrito because it's just right there. There's no reason to
No, I
customize it.
love the
Yeah.
hot sauce. I buy the hot sauce in my Smith Brothers milk box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
And I put it
that's
on
a
all
real
kinds of things.
diehard
Is the
Pacific
packaged hot
Northwest
sauce,
thing.
you feel like it's as good as the hot sauce from the Taco Time?
I do. I don't have complaints about the little packaged hot sauce. Yeah.
That's great. No,
And
I'm
I asked
impressed.
for multiple.
I made tacos last weekend and realized too late that I don't keep salsa in the house, and it was like completely missing from the flavor profile of the tacos. And I was like, I should have had the Taco Time hot sauce right here.
Yeah,
Would have been
I
perfect.
always have a bottle in my fridge now, ever since they added it to the Smith Brothers menu.
Not even just Taco Time. You should just have salsa.
I grant that this is the case. I mean, I don't eat tacos at home a lot, so that was unusual. But you can also get the packaged crisp, the frozen crisp burritos in the Smith Brothers, right? Is that still the case?
I don't want to make that at home.
Okay.
I mean,
I
I
totally agree.
guess I do have one of those Breville air fryers.
It's still not the same.
This should be tried though. Okay, no. I'm gonna order one in my next Smith Brothers. I'm gonna try it.
All right, follow-up appearance, clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, we're expecting
I'll
you to
text
report
you,
back.
Kevin.
Yes. Yeah, we can report it on the pod.
Wait, is
Okay.
that the end of the questions or?
We've already talked about the other Taco Time. We've talked about favorite locations, so I think so. I mean, the Taco Time credentials now speak for themselves.
I mean, I am sad about the Wallingford Taco Time, not because it was great, but because I'm sad that Wallingford keeps losing businesses because that's my original location and I just love that neighborhood.
Totally agree. Yeah, it's pretty close to the original location,
Yeah.
also.
Yeah.
I guess wanted to come back to the churro flavor. So you said you'd done churro before. Was there when Taco Time came to you, did they say, let's do Molly Moon ice cream and let's do a custom one for Taco Time? How did that conversation evolve and how did you settle on churro for Taco Time?
They were really open to flavors. They wanted to hear our ideas. They wanted things that would be pretty broadly approachable, both to kids and adults. And they were wondering what we thought would sell well. So I at first suggested Mexican chocolate and churro. That was my first pitch. And then they pulled back and wanted something that didn't have cinnamon in it, so that both flavors didn't have cinnamon. So we went with our standard melted chocolate and churro.
So churro, you were like that's it. That makes total sense at
I
Taco
just
Time.
feel like that is a no-brainer. And
Yeah.
also, you need something that's like summery and light and not chocolatey, but I didn't want to do something boring like sweet cream. We'd also played around with dulce de leche, which, if this goes well, could be something for next summer.
Yeah, love it. Was there any consideration to doing like some sort of a savory ice cream in any way?
That's not a Molly Moon's thing.
Okay.
Savory ice cream.
Well, like just like really going very Taco Time.
No.
Okay.
No.
Had to ask. I mean, you could do like, cheese, I think is a it or like doing cheese in
So,
an
I did
ice
a
cream.
partnership with Beecher's Cheese in 2012 when they had just launched their really big, fancy new place in Manhattan in the Flatiron District where they were making cheese just like they do in Piper's Market. It was beautiful. It was an amazing project. And we did a Beecher's flagship flavor. It was also the year my cookbook came out, and so I was on a book tour and I did a big book event at that location. And that flavor is probably one of the worst selling flavors I've ever had in my 18 years in business.
Fair enough. Give the people what they want, you know? It's nice that you tried. I think it also makes sense that churro, basically, if you look at the two dessert items at Taco Time, they're literally a churro and crustos. And so flavor profile is pretty similar. And so if you're somebody who wants something, because I honestly, I would never order either item, but I would eat ice cream. And so it's kind of like an accompaniment to those two desserts, basically. It's kind of the more of, I just think of the churros and crustos as sort of like children's desserts, kind of, but ice cream is a more refined palate. That's an adult taste.
Well, ice cream has been tied with chocolate chip cookies for America's favorite dessert for the last 100 years. So I think Taco Time is making a really good decision.
We're going to swing that this year.
I mean, churros and ice cream is also like a pretty good combination too. It's definitely not America's favorite, but
Yeah, so one of the really fun things that we saw happen on the test was some pretty cute social media with people getting churros and dipping them in both flavors of Mini Moons. I also saw someone getting a crisp burrito and dipping it in churro ice cream, and I was like, okay, that's a choice.
I feel like teeter fry is more like that. That sort of makes more sense to me. Like
Like
Lil Woody's does
Frosties.
the shake fries.
Oh
Shake
yeah, I
fries,
mean
yeah.
a French fry in salted car in a salted caramel shake is amazing. So I think there's also an opportunity for a Mexi fry, especially in the churro.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, this is great news.
You're getting us excited. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what sweet and salty combo is always good.
Absolutely. So do we know, is this partnership looking like it's going to last for the summer? Is limited time only? We should get there as fast as we can, or?
They have been put in a pretty big order,
Okay.
so I hope it lasts through the summer, but we'll see how long it
Okay,
lasts.
but when they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone for this year.
Okay.
But if it goes well, I'm hoping that it'll be more of a perennial thing.
Okay, amazing. I mean, you don't want to be like me and miss out on it, because
Right.
I didn't go that long into the run in Fairwood, and they were gone.
Oh, they were gone in like 2.5 days for the test.
Okay, well, that's a pretty successful test there. I think you got the answer.
I was
Wow.
shocked. I went on vacation. I took my kids on spring break and we ran the test, and I thought for sure I would be hearing about it the whole time I was on break, and I just didn't check my email for like the first day and a half that I was on spring break with my girls. And then I looked at my email and I was like, they're gone.
Wow.
And the Seattle Times has already written about it, and there's all this social media about it, and like people were way more excited. I knew people would be excited, but we all also only did the, I think they did the test in like 8 locations. So I thought it
I
would
thought it was
be
even less than that.
pretty quiet. But there was way more excitement about it than I thought there would be.
I mean, people do seem to love two Seattle institutions coming together, so.
Yeah, I feel like Seattle is so good at like really rooting for the home team.
100%. And like there's sort of like the classic institutions group, and then there's sort of the new classics group. And I love when the new classics and the classics come together, because obviously, a lot of the people doing the new classics, like yourself, maybe weren't necessarily inspired by, but grew up appreciating the classics. So.
And it's super fun when you can be an 18-year-old company that's partnering with a, well, you guys probably know, how old is Taco Time?
64, I believe.
60 something year old company. Yeah, that feels like, oh, look, we're legit.
Right. I don't think you needed this one. I think it was already pretty legit before that.
Thanks.
So, but we are excited for this partnership, and can't wait to try it and talk about it on the pod.
Cool. Well, yeah, I think they will be available in all locations like the last few days of June. I think they're going to sell for $3.49,
Okay.
two flavors. All compostable packaging, just like everything else at
Love it.
Taco Time, which I love that we share those values. I was one of the first companies in Seattle to have everything coming out the door be compostable, and I loved it when Taco Time Northwest did that too. And then the other thing I just wanted to mention is that we are excited to see the reactions both in, like, of course, the sales data, but on social. And we want to hear what people have to say and what they're pairing it with, or like how they're eating them and how it's going and who likes them and which locations. And so the more social media reaction, the better, I think, for both the Taco Time leadership and us to know how it's going this summer.
Awesome. I'm sure the sales data will tell them that also.
Yes.
You heard Molly tag Molly Moons, tag Taco Time Northwest, and then tag PeltonCast
Yeah.
on Instagram
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Molly. This was amazing and very excited to try this soon.
Well, thank you for having me. You guys have inspired me. I'm gonna have to go try this Caesar thing. Does it still exist?
Do they have the chicken Caesar right now?
I don't think that's on the LTO yet.
Okay.
Yeah, they just still got the spicy stuff is still
Sounds
the featured.
interesting.
So, but maybe around the time that they're rolling out the mini moons, that they'll also have the Caesar back on the menu.
Chicken Caesar
Okay.
soft taco is pretty excellent.
Do they do it like once a year? What's the story?
Yeah, it's usually late June, early July rollout, somewhere in that range.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. All right. I'll be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Just in
So.
time for concert season.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, thoughts, Randy and Chris?
I mean, let's just start from the top. Thank you, Tristan, on behalf of a grateful
Yes.
nation for holding Molly Moon to account on the I grew up in
Oh,
Idaho
man.
and had Taco Time. I, for a second, thought that that was just gonna slip and I was gonna just jump through the earbuds and just go ballistic. So thank you so
I wasn't
much.
sure if that was the thing. There were a few things that came up that I thought you were going to say.
If me and Randy were on, it was definitely getting said. But
We
I
would
felt
have
like I was gonna
stopped.
punch through my windshield when I was listening
Yeah.
to that. I was like, somebody's gotta say something, just for, educational purposes.
Okay, that's good to hear. I felt like it was one of those things where you're like, do we let this slide? And I was like, not on this podcast, maybe somewhere else. On Talk and Taco Time, information relating to Taco Time Northwest and Taco Time International cannot slide, right? That would threaten our credentials, our Taco Time credentials.
Yeah, and but it wasn't, the credentials effortlessly came out in conversation. I think that's how you're dealing with someone who's a frequent flyer, right? But there was that moment, and I will
Frequent,
say
a
I
frequent friier.
there we
thank
go.
you, a frequent flyer. I do sympathize with someone where Taco Time is basically I mean, that's the only context in which I have pop too, that I like need to have like a Coke Zero. So
Same.
like I respect that, right? But it was real touch and go there for a second. I'm not gonna lie. But Tristan, it
What?
came
Oh,
through, so thank
about
you.
the TTI piece. I thought
The
you were going to
DTI
say,
bro.
thank you for calling out Molly Moon's ex-husband.
So many
Oh,
people.
also that
Oh.
I was thinking the exact same
Yeah.
thing.
Wow. I think I told these guys I listened to a little behind the scenes. Chris and I, we were dished. We got the pre-listen. They give screeners for the Oscars. We got the screener for this interview. Chris was listening to it driving. I was listening to it at the gym, and I audibly cackled out loud when Tristan invoked the ex-husband. Like, people looked at me, okay? And I was like, they don't know. They're gonna have to wait until this comes out to know.
What about the peek
Wait,
behind the
hold
scenes?
on, hold on,
Okay,
hold
no, we're
on
coming
though.
back to ex-husband. Okay.
I mean, yes, number one, because I was gonna say it before you, Dad. You jumped
No,
right in on
I'm happy that both I'm happy to hear that you were also going to.
I said it in my car before both of
There
you.
we go.
But number two, Randy, what percentage of the listeners, the people at your gym, are listeners to Talkin' Taco Time?
I mean, based on the vibe, it feels like it's at least 15%. Like it's a it,
Oh
okay.
shit.
I should have I've worn my Taco Time socks one time. I got one comment. So sample size, like, come on.
So
Yeah,
it's a
if
hundred
there were
percent.
wait, you're vice president of analytics. How many people were at the gym then? If one person is 15%.
But I think you have to, I think you have to scrub for the people who would talk to a stranger at the gym at 6 in the morning. So I think once you like remove that sample group, that's the real, what we're talking about.
Okay. Cause a lot there. Of other people would are listeners of Talking Taco Time, but they just wouldn't go up to you.
Yeah. We have to assume.
That makes sense. What did you think about, so the Mexi fry versus tater fry conversation? I kind of like, this is a thing that is stuck in my craw a little bit of the name of the item. Right. And I'm just like, it just still doesn't roll off the tongue, tater fry. And it's one of those things that I truly wonder if we could go back in time, if it should still be a Mexi fry. And I'm happy that on this podcast, it is an open place to be able to talk about them as Mexi fries. And I liked that Molly Moon just let it fly. I was like, good for you, Molly Moon.
I mean, yeah. That just shows that you have a long history with Taco
exactly.
Time, I think, mostly. And, you know, it's like the one of those viral tweets of like, what's your like least wokest opinion or take? And it's like, you know, they're still Mexi fries, man.
It, I think as time rolls forward, it will become a sort of shibboleth of like, you know, this sort of password code word of the past, and it identifies you in conversation. So it is good to know that here we are. I think we're like 5 years down the road on the tater fry journey, I think. And a fiesta platter, not a Mexi platter, like that whole journey that like, it's now, if someone says Mexi fry, you know where they come from.
Five and a half. It was November 2020. Number one, Tristan, what do your children call them?
Absolutely Mexi fries.
Okay.
No doubt about it. You think my kids aren't old school with this Taco Time shit? They've been around, still around. The other piece was, I was really impressed with Molly Moon's ball knowledge of Taco Time in general. I felt like she came into this. Obviously, she's somebody who's partnering with. Oh, you're questioning this, Rainey?
Oh, no. When you asked, like, what's the go-to order? And she was like, a number two. And, like, fully expected you to exactly know what that is.
You should.
Little did she know, I never order a meal at Taco Time. I have no idea.
Well, because we're at people too. You know what I mean? The thing about when you're like numbers, if you're a number person, you're going up to the board and ordering with your mouth, which is not a thing I do at any fast food restaurant. You know what I mean? I am an app person at every single restaurant. So I have no idea what the numbers are of the, I mean, maybe it says it in the app, but that's just not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's where I was like, oh, you're like throwing out a combo number, and then I think one of you had to say, which one is that? It's like, so, like that also showed like,
would either of you have known that, by the way?
Yeah. No. How many orders of number twos do you think I took?
I don't, it might have changed, obviously. I mean, if you're telling me that it has not changed since you worked there, which has been quite a while.
The only thing that changed is like they added more.
Okay, they are on here on the app. Yeah. Combo number one, soft burrito, combo number two, crisp burrito.
It'd be weird if they weren't.
I also am just not, I never order combos either.
Yes.
I was delighted by the like ritual of like, we go on this road trip and we stop to get taco. Like every time I go over to the Medjool Valley, that is a required, like we stop at the North Bend Taco Time, because then we are just not going to stop for 4 hours. And on the way back, we stop at the East Wenatchee Taco Time, like, or the Wenatchee one. But it's like, I did appreciate where it's like, oh yeah, no, you're true to this. Like you, it's part of your lifestyle, right? So, respect there.
Can I ask a question related to that? I was driving back from Spokane last Sunday and wondering, how hard would an Ellensburg Taco Time go?
I mean,
I feel like they used to have one, but
capital
I'm not sure.
Of Central Washington.
They must have had one,
it's
right?
It's west of East Wenatchee. Like it's within the Taco Time sphere, I would think. I don't know. We'll have to ask Robbie about this.
Here's how I know that it would work, is because they still have a functioning Carl's Jr. in Ellensburg. So they are desperate for fast food right now. If people are willing to go to Carl's Jr., I think a Taco Time would crush in Ellensburg.
And I think I'm going to try to verify this as we record. I think there may have been a TTI there at one point. So unknown, because right there is TTI in Yakima.
Correct.
And so it that does kind of creep into, you know, there are mountains separating Ellensburg from Wenatchee. It's very Man in the High Castle, you know. So.
I mean, I think it would kill with people that are like driving through, but like poor college kids are not going to be able to go to Taco Time very often.
I don't know. I wouldn't rule it out.
This is why Moses Lake one went so hard for so long.
Fair point, yes.
I will also say fast food has become so expensive, like the regular
Oh,
run of the
yeah.
mill, McDonald's, Wendy's, places like that. Taco Time all of a sudden is not quite as expensive as it used to be. Like the prices I think of Taco Time have gone up, but I don't think they've gone up quite as significantly as say sort of like run of the mill fast food.
True.
And that's definitely the target demographic that Taco Time is courting with, influencers on social media, right? So yeah, I think they're interested in that demographic.
We love it.
What do we think about the ice cream itself?
I haven't tried it yet,
Just,
so
are we excited? I mean, it's coming in a
I'll
couple
wait
weeks,
for
right?
I'll wait for the full release. I was a little disappointed to hear that the churro was like a flavor that they'd done in store before. Like it when they were sort of kicking around some of these other ideas. I understand you kind of have to speak to the masses, but it's like a true exclusive flavor. So, but like was said, if it's successful, maybe they try some different things. So we'll wait and see.
Well, I took it as the way she said it is that she said she's done a churro ice cream before, not like this churro ice cream. So I'm assuming maybe the recipe's a little different just for Taco Time.
Makes sense. I do want to quickly defend my asking about savory ice creams.
Like it was so immediately rejected.
It was great. Because
I was loving that.
on said drive back from Spokane, my wife and I listened to the interview so that she could hear it. She also got the drop. We were also avid viewers of Top Chef, and on the finale, there was a corn ice cream that I think it
Yes,
was hominy,
famously.
technically. So, like, that's a thing that you could do.
And she just came out and unequivocally said, "We don't do savory at Molly Moon's," which then I had to go back and think, and it's like, oh yeah, you don't. Like that actually makes sense. I moved on from there.
Well,
But
she might have had a different opinion if that cheese one went better, I think.
who knows? Tough to say. Do we
I want to
real
try that
sliding
cheese
doors
ice cream,
moment?
though.
I think it's just she knows the brand, right? It's a
Yeah,
sweet
perfect.
brand. Salt and Straw kind of has right now sort of the market cornered on savory ice creams in places like this, right? That's what they do. They know that's what they do. They're not out there needing to find extra ice creams of it. Molly Moons is like, we're a sweet ice cream. That's what we do. So
And they
I
do it
think it's
great.
good to acknowledge the brand.
Anything else on the interview?
I want to ask this, were there any questions that either of you wanted to ask on the interview that didn't get asked?
Not that I could remember now. I probably thought of some. Yeah, what size was it? What size is the thing? She just said it was like the little one
Yeah,
and
the
how
mini
much it
moon.
costs, but
No, yeah, it was pretty thorough. It was no, I think people will be excited, and it was interesting to hear right them talk about the obviously sales is measurement, but like the excitement and the sort of buzz and chatter around it is important. So as someone in the marketing PR world, it's like, oh no, it's good they're thinking about it in the bigger sense, and like it's cool to see. I think it's sort of take from a Molly Moon's perspective, there is this upper pantheon. I've been getting a lot of social media lately on like, oh yeah, the like holy trinity of Seattle fast food that's like untouchable is like Taco Time, Dick's, Ivers. There's this like certain piece. So for in the grand scheme of a 65-year-old restaurant chain. Molly Moon's has obviously been around for a while now, like 15-ish years, but it sort of is, it's good for them that they get attached to one of those big icons. So
we consider Pagliacci in there as well as one of,
they're sort of
is
right in
that
between.
right in between the two? It's like
Yeah.
1980, is that right for Pagliacci?
I believe it's 1979. Okay. It's
79.
famously the
Yeah.
year the Sonics won the championship.
Yep.
Nice.
Rip, by the way, to the podcast Can't Keep Clam as part of the Peltoncast Network.
Well, we could still do it. We could bring it back now. Nothing to do with the WNBA.
Off hiatus.
What you mean to say is welcome back to the podcast,
Oh.
Can't Keep Clam.
I legitimately was listening to that episode of like an hour ago, and it is
Welcome back to the
amazing.
second episode of Keeping It 150.
It is amazing how high Baby Fantasy Genius's voice was 3 years ago compared to now.
Yo, can I touch on the hot sauce? And like Al has no salsa or anything in his fridge at any time.
Probably something I didn't do to yourself. I subsequently went out and got some salsa. I did not get Taco Time hot sauce, admittedly.
And I like that Molly has Taco Time hot sauce on,
Yeah, in the
ready to
rotation.
go when it seems like her family orders like three different items and that's it.
That's what I was saying. The ball knowledge was high. Having the Taco Time hot sauce already in your house, I was impressed.
She hates ranch. That's okay, but
Yeah, I'm glad that Smith Brothers Farms was invoked as a
oh
thing
yes.
to try.
Speaking
So,
of a Northwest
yeah,
classic.
as a Smith, I always enjoy that too.
Well, speaking of ranch, also, because I've been enjoying on a lot of my tacos the spicy ranch. Do we have any thoughts on spicy ranch?
Sometimes I got to get it like every other time. Because I'm like
Agreed.
hot sauce, I'm spicy ranch in it, I'm jalapeno in it. Like sometimes I'm like overloaded. So next time I'm like, all right, no spicy ranch.
Yeah, in celebration of Spicy Ranch, we went over to our friends Sarah and Corey's house with their kids and did a spicy ranch dipping roundup. So we had chicken nuggets, little crudités, celery, carrots, whatnot, tortilla chips. So we tried different things in it, which was fun. But yeah, I've cooled on it quite a bit. And I think partly because I have a limited time offering hot take of like, right now, it's all about the sauce. It's all about spicy ranch, still spicy tots, which we had last night, still good. But like, just dying out here for a chicken Caesar or a coconut shrimp. Just like out here in these streets, just withering away, waiting for a Caesar or a coconut shrimp. And the chicken Caesar even came up on the Molly conversation, right? Like, so like you felt it. You felt that there's a season coming, right? And I think now I just can't get over like, no, we're ready for the next LTO. I'm done with Spicy Ranch in that regard. But the roundup was great. The hack that we discovered, I will add again, shouts to my friend Sarah. She was like, the Spicy Ranch was too much for her delicate palate. And so she made a half calf Spicy Ranch, which was half Spicy Ranch, half ranch. And
Now we're
love it.
talking.
It was
Yeah.
so
It's
good.
the
It was
Kevin
so
Feldman right
good.
there.
It had a lot more
They went really
mileage.
spicy on the spicy ranch.
Yeah.
It's pretty spicy, man. I've been getting a lot of other shit though, just like different sauces I wouldn't normally get.
Tell us more. What have you been ordering?
Just going oh, like the mild salsa was like, oh, when's the last time? I used to just do mild salsa with my crisp chickens back in the day, like straight up, no ranch, no hot sauce, just straight up mild salsa. It's a great flavor.
What is the mild salsa versus the hot sauce?
It's like a salsa, It's like a juicy pico, one would call.
Okay.
It's the OG salsa.
And the plus one, the habanero salsa as a dip for the chicken is a nice substitute for something spicy, a little throwback to the habanero chicken crisp
Oh yeah.
burrito. Yeah.
Okay, so they have a straight pico, but then they have a mild salsa, which is like you said, like a wetter pico. Luke has been getting cilantro lime with everything, which I don't know how he stumbled into cilantro lime, but
It's too heavy for me. That's one I would maybe try a little fucking half and half,
have cap
Yeah,
of the
maybe
cilantro
just like,
lime
yeah, maybe
ranch
like
or
a quarter cilantro lime, a little hot sauce, and then ranch.
this is how you
Ooh.
know I've passed on Taco Time to my children, which granted he asked for Taco Time every single day and got him the I get the large size of cilantro lime. I'm like, I don't want to, but I'm like, it's an extra 22 cents, I'm willing to do it, and ate his tacos. And I found him with his hand scooping the cilantro lime dressing into his mouth after, so it must be good.
Yeah, what are they putting in there? All right, yeah. Next time I go, I'm gonna try this.
I actually feel like this is a little bit of an unexplored territory of the menu to me, of the extra sauces.
Yeah, I've only ever had the cilantro lime on the salad. Like when I get the chopped salad, I get it
Same.
in there. But I've never had it as a dip for like a crisp burrito or something. So that could be worth some exploration.
Anyone else trying anything new on the menu?
Wait, no, one more thing about the sauces though. The bagging. Now, when you order ahead, all they put all the sauces on the bottom and then they put all the hot food on there. Then it starts like melting the ranch containers, you know. When I worked there back in the day, there was like a strict like thing on what food you put in the bottom of the bag. And you always put the sauces and shit on the top or in a different bag, you know, especially if they're cold. But they just like throw the sauces in there, and then as they're making the food, they just pile in one after another hot piece of food onto the sauces.
We don't
I
love
like
that.
that. This is good intel. This is crisp quality control.
And nobody uses the shelves anymore, so it's like you have to
Has
wait
there
in
been
line if
that much
people are in there.
theft that is happening on the shelves?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I did always wonder about it because you could just walk in there and grab anything, and no one was really going to notice or say anything. So I get it from that standpoint.
But it is one of my favorite things about the Taco Time experience is that you can, right? Like, again, every fast food app in the world, but
Yeah.
most fast food apps, you have to go talk to them. The Taco Time was great because if you're in a hurry, the fact that you don't have to wait in line, and a lot of times there aren't people at the registers anymore. You know what I mean? Because everybody is
True.
in the back, like Fairwood Taco Time. If I walk in, it takes legitimately 30 seconds to 1 minute for somebody to even acknowledge you when you walk in. It's a chunk of time. And then you have to be like, this is my thing. I'm like, I could see the bag right
Yeah.
there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It would be nice if it was something that you could get a little bit faster, because a lot of times I would choose Taco Time vis-a-vis a McDonald's or something else because of them having it
Time.
out on the counter where you can just rush in and get out of there. So I don't really like that it negates that, and that they don't have a person there. Like, you can't confidently go into any Taco Time and know that there's going to be somebody at the register waiting to give you those orders.
I will say I went to Rainier last week in person, didn't order ahead. It pretty quick they had a guy out there, but like when I walked in, definitely no, you know, someone wasn't just standing there. But when you work in that position, you got to be doing other shit if there's no one there. So you're kind of trying to run around and then hope you're around when somebody walks in and hope it's not like eight people at once. It was good service. Enjoyed it.
All right, Randy, you want to get to some additional Taco Time news?
Got some other news. This one, for all of the, I know there's big crossover with transit in the PeltonCast Discord. I learned that, of course, listening to the hiatus episode. You can find it wherever you find your podcasts. But the recent update to the West Seattle light rail plan means that the station that was gonna be where Taco Time is scrapped from the plan. And so we were preparing to eventually have to say goodbye to the West Seattle Taco Time in the name of rapid transit, which is putting two of my favorite things at direct odds with each other. But even I would bow to being
I'm
able
choosing
to.
Taco Time
Yeah.
every time, bro. I mean, I
Yeah.
love
So
public
I was
transit.
like mentally preparing for like having to go to White Center all the time for Taco Time, but to
Mean, they would
say,
have found an alternate location. West Seattle could not go without a Taco Time.
like, I think so, but anyway, so with the Avalon station off the table, and there will be a tunnel basically from like Youngstown to the junction, I believe it lives to fight many, many more days. So West Seattleites rejoice. My other news roundup is more of a like, I woke up in a cold sweat one night, and you know how people like petition to make Louie Louie the official state song? Why
Wait,
is this
hold on.
not
People?
someone
You know who it was, don't you?
who
It was Almost Live and Ross
almost
Schaefer when he
live?
was
Yes.
hosting it, led this.
Yes, yes,
Led
yes,
this.
yes. Correct. It took a dedicated group of people on the air to make it happen. And that is why I woke up in cold sweat one day and I was like, why is Talkin' Taco Time not leading the charge to give, the crisp burrito an official state food designation? Like, why has this not happened? So for the purposes of, I don't know, copyright law or something, I'm staking this claim. If there's an entity that is going to lead the charge to get, I think it's got to be the crisp burrito, right? To be the like official fast food item, we have to find something that doesn't like cause a riot or a stir with like the dicks of the world. But listen, if you can't get off the, you know, the out of the drive-in to go petition your state legislator on this, I can't help you there. But anyway, I'm just kind of kicking it around, you know, like work has been getting me more into government relations, and I was like, we just have to find someone to sponsor it, and it could be a slam dunk.
We only have two foods. We have the state fruit is the apple, and then we have the state vegetable, which is the Walla Walla sweet onion.
Okay.
And
Totally makes
I
sense.
think, yeah, crisp burrito is
Right there
right
with
up there
apple
with
and
both of
onion.
those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, come on. So
Apple,
anyway,
onion, crisp burrito.
Yes.
there's onions in the chicken crisp burrito.
100%.
Famously. So are they Walla Walla sweets? It doesn't matter right now, but maybe it will
I mean, it
anyway. They're
probably says on the
not.
bag where they're
That's true.
sourced.
You know, if you like look at that packaging that shows, you know, where the ingredients are from. Look at like the footprint, look at the history, look at the Great Taco Time Divide story from the Seattle Met, which shouts to Alicia Vermilion. We had Taco Time for lunch a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a
That wasn't
delightful.
part of the news. You're just going to
No,
drop
I was
that
gonna get
in.
there, but it's called, we're folding it in. It's called a segue. So I know now that you're out
it's
of the biz,
the
Kevin, you
weed,
forget about these things.
man.
But all to say, like that article could be entered into like evidence as to how important this is to the state, right? I'm just saying. Thoughts?
No
Who's
notes?
coming
Yes.
with me?
Yes. I will sign it.
I do love that this is evidence of why we needed to point out the Taco Time International Northwest piece in that interview, because you as a person on this podcast are somebody who woke up in a cold sweat about making the crisp burrito, the official fast food or burrito of Washington State, food in general.
I feel like burrito is going to cause some problems. I
No,
feel like
no, no,
that
no.
can't
Yeah.
be.
There's a narrow lane we have to find. Yeah.
Fast
I think
food? Fried food?
Regional fast food?
it's got to be fried food because you can't, like, you don't want to encroach on, like, right? Like, it just makes me wonder where's the Fisher Fairscone in the pantheon of Washington officially recognized things, right? Like, you want to find the thing that, like, is niche enough, but also official enough. Like when they, I remember when we were in elementary school, they made the state insect a dragonfly, and I was like, cool, bro. But what about the Mexi fry instead of the dragonfly? You know what I'm saying?
We were all thinking it.
It's like a crisp burrito with wings or whatever. Like they're shaped similarly.
We will, we need the almost live pull. So we need Pat Cashman, who used to be on the Taco Time commercials.
Yeah, be like, who was your guy?
Who has been on Talking Taco Time? Pat
Yeah,
Cashman.
famously.
He's a fifth co-host. That was primarily a PeltonCast interview we did with him, but we folded in some Talkin' Taco Time talk to it.
So this may
So
be, you know, the quest, you know, has long ended, but we may have, you know, Randy Legislative Corner as a bureau here. The Olympia Bureau may become active here before you know it.
wow.
Shouts to the Tumwater Taco Time. And anyway, we'll see where this goes. Is this a pipe dream? Is this what I should have been doing when I wasn't working last summer? Maybe.
Oh yes, dude. You fucking blew it.
We'll find time, and we'll find the
Who
taco
would
time.
have known where this podcast was going to take us?
It's literally insane because so the Evening Magazine thing re-aired on TV. So just like friends, like kind of acquaintance slash friends don't talk to regularly, just like hit me up out of the blue, like, oh, like this old guy at work saw your thing on TV, and then we were talking about podcasts and that. Then I'm at a Sounders game, and just like this lady is, a little intoxicated, but just walking by, and she just like grabs me, like, "Are you on that Taco Time thing?"
Wow! Randomly, a person you don't know?
Yes.
Wow! You were recognized because of Talkin' Taco Time at a Sounders game?
Yeah, not even because I was in a commercial.
Also, it's a Sounders match. I know you're on
Sorry,
hiatus
sorry.
from your sports podcast, but
Yeah, the
Italy
World
isn't in
Cup
the
is
World
going
Cup.
on
It
right
doesn't matter to
now.
me.
Yeah.
I don't know what the term is for match in Italian. I mean, you only use that, I assume.
I'm shocked. Did anybody bring this up to you, Kevin? Because I literally not a soul brought it up to me. I feel like Rainy and Chris have cultivated a Taco Time world around them.
Grace got a text about it from a friend of hers because she, I'm sure I had shown her the segment previously, but she had forgotten that it existed.
I got a phone call from Kevin's neighbor.
Yes.
Because again, my memoir, 12 People Live in Seattle, coming out in like 2048 at this point. But apparently it was a former client of mine at work, was like, "Hey, I was watching Evening Magazine and saw this Taco Time thing, and Kevin is my neighbor." And I was like, "This is stupid." He's like, "Come on." It was amazing.
It's very random, yes. Proof of how small Seattle is. I look forward to the chapter in there on making the crisp burrito the official fried food of the state of Washington.
Accelerates the timeline for the autobiography, at the very least. Should I mention that I stopped into the Maple Valley location to get some cilantro lime sauce for child, and I saw on the door, this is on boots on the ground reporting. This is something that it's hard to find. There wasn't a lot of advertising. A new item at Taco Time, maybe at other locations. Obviously, none of us had seen it, but I had to immediately report back to the Talkin' Taco Time crew. Honey Chipotle Crunch Bowl. Not something I'd seen before in the basically salad family, but it is tender chicken over rice, black beans, and crisp greens, topped with fried chickpeas, pumpkin seeds, and low-fat white cheese, finished with smoky sweet honey chipotle dressing. This location only for a limited time.
Well, I mean, famously, your home location is like the
This is a
notorious.
different one, though. This wasn't Fairwood. Fairwood is my home. This was
Yeah.
Maple Valley. This was a different
Oh.
location. Fairwood
Well,
is like.
that corner of King County is
Yeah, that
there's
area.
something in the air there from a test
They're
kitchen.
both, on Petrovitsky Road. They're close by.
I'm looking at the that location on the app, and it has it on here,
It does. I
LTO
looked at it.
section.
Ooh.
Wait, really? I looked at it earlier today and I couldn't find it because I was going to stop and get it.
I don't know.
Wait, it's in the LTO section?
Yeah.
God damn it. I was going to get it and report back.
I will say, my number one thing that came to mind when you shared that is that Chipotle had come out with their LTO Chipotle honey chicken as a protein around the same time that you sent this. So I was like, well, maybe it's like, is Chipotle the flavor in the air at the time? Because famously, Chipotle doesn't have a lot of Chipotle flavored things, but this is like the one thing that they do. And so I just thought that was really interesting. Like, was that a purposeful, like, Chipotle is doing a lot of advertising on their Chipotle honey chicken. Maybe we just throw out this bowl and see if people like want to order it.
All right, searching online and confirming on the app, it appears it was also available at the Bellingham Bakerview location. So, for the
Ooh.
Bellingham listener, be sure to check that out.
Those are kind of a random two to debut at. But this is one to keep our eye on. I see it on the app now. I should have gotten that earlier. Ugh, sleep at the wheel. Do they have chickpeas in any other item at Taco Time?
I've never heard of it, no.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about because the chickpeas surprised me in there. And so the chickpeas are just for this bowl.
It's pretty amazing. I wonder, can you customize? Could you get a, because famously our
Oh.
household is a always pumpkin seeds household for the crunch. If you had another crunch option, that'd be phenomenal.
So looking at this, it looks like possibly Renton Highlands, Woodinville, Issaquah Gilman, and Maple Valley and Bellingham Bakerview. So
Ooh.
that's not, I have not fully confirmed all of those in the app, but the ones that I have looked at both had it. So it seems likely that that's the case.
Exciting stuff.
I do think the crunch, the chickpea, fried chickpeas, the crunch of that could be pretty good.
I'm into
Yeah,
it.
I'm very curious. And it's just a salad, right? You can't get a soft taco.
Get a tortilla on the side. It's a bowl,
Well,
right?
yeah.
Because now I'm seeing it in
Hold
White
up.
Center as well as an option. So,
Hold up. Hold up, man. What time
Is this
is this
live breaking?
close?
Okay, White Center is not everywhere, but it is also at White Center.
Ah.
So that's going to be an option for those of us on the pod, I think. For
It's
Puyallup, Frederickson, perhaps another one. Yeah.
It's not in SeaTac, so.
You can't make it all the way out to White Center. Too long a commute. If only the light rail went there.
True, man.
All right, Randy, you had some taco first timers, I believe.
Yeah, we had our friends visiting from Japan. We're here Friday to Tuesday this week, and obviously our farewell meal was a $80 haul from Taco Time
That's
for
low. That's low, my man.
I take it back. For four adults and the three little ones, and we had a great spread. We got a full sampler of crisp burritos. We got spicy tots. We did some special ordering. It was a hit. They were big fans. We had a taco truck earlier in the week, so we also had to explain a little bit of how this is different than a taco truck. And our friend who's born and raised in Japan, right, and sort of asked the question, like, so is it more like Taco Bell than the taco truck, like on that scale? And I was like, I think yes, like in the grand scheme of things, and that really helped guide him. But I got for him, he did mini chicken soft taco with pumpkin seeds, a crisp beef taco, and a crisp burrito flight as we cut up a bunch of them.
Yes.
Plus some tater fries. We got chips and guac, which I haven't had the chips in a long time. So good. So delicious.
I love the chip. I don't know why I don't buy like a whole bag of them every time I go. They're like the best chips, and I
They're the
used
best
to just
chips. So
eat
much
them like
salt.
all day at work. You just grab a few out of the warm chip drawer and just like go to the back.
Yeah.
Woo.
Amazing. So anyway, it was amazing. It was, yeah, big order. It was ready right on time, and nothing was missing, and it was great. It was everything we needed it to be. So yeah, until the next time for them. And speaking of big Taco Time orders, I will say, a coworker of mine who's been with us for 5 months pointed out to me today that we have yet to have Taco Time for our weekly Tuesday team lunch.
Bro.
That's a lot of lunches, and I was shocked. I feel like maybe she must have been gone the like times we have done it. 'Cause the Rainier Taco Time is like 5 minutes down the road. So yeah, we'll be doing a big office concierge for people here pretty soon. So I think those were all my little
Oh, how long
lunches.
did it take for you to become known as the Taco Time person at your new work?
Well, here's the thing. We work in public relations. People do their homework and Google people. So, like, we have a new person on my team who started last week. She already knows. She Googled.
Okay, negative time.
People are Googling. So they're doing their homework. Good for them. And then when we do the, like, if we do an office lunch, which we have done, just apparently not with this person there, then I get outed real fast. Like, oh, you should have Randy order for you because, like, he'll just order. Yeah, I'm like, I will. I'll take pleasure in that, actually.
Oh, I'd be ordering so much for other people and be like, oh, that sucks. You don't like it. I guess I will have to eat it then. Hey, has anybody tried to do a gift card lately? I got one from this lady from Lawn Bowling, and then it's like you still can't add it on the app. It doesn't seem like.
I've not.
So yeah, that's why I went in person. It's like.
I was wondering why you did that. I was confused. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He ordered with his mouth. I don't know why that phrase had
Yeah,
struck me.
that was so
It's
dramatic.
not a thing that I do.
Yeah, it's a rare thing I do for sure.
Tristan tries never to talk to humans. This
But
podcast is the only time he does.
I literally said yesterday, I was like, what do you want me to go to this place of business, order with my mouth, wait for it, pick it up, and then eat it after? Do you know how crazy you sound?
Oh, 100%.
Well, I'm happy to be back. It's been a while, and I'm happy that this is our only podcast.
No,
We are now, most people know us as just Talking Taco Time, so I guess we're just Talking Taco Time now.
keeping it 150.
What
Can't keep
was
playing.
there a Dick's podcast too?
No, the other one was Never Before 10:30 a.m.
Oh, the McDonald's breakfast podcast.
Oh
Oh, yeah. Okay.
yeah. What was the fourth one? I forget what the fourth one
Well,
was.
you guys can be on mine and Randy's Jeopardy podcast.
We could there could be the Dicks podcast called Ketchup is 5 cents, which it's 20 now.
It's 20 cents for ketchup.
It's 20 cents now.
Wow. Yeah,
Inflation.
inflation.
I never bought one ketchup. I never bought one
Yeah,
when it was
never.
5 cents. That's what the milkshake is for.
I'm a Sunday person at Dick's. Never a milkshake.
Oh, damn.
Por qué no los dos?
I definitely can't.
The Pagliacci podcast would be called like "We Don't Deliver to Seward Park" or something. Like they always like never delivered to the most random places. This is more of a 10 years ago thing, but
Random.
it'd be called like "You Can't Get It in Magnolia," the Pagliacci podcast or something. There'd be people living in very urban neighborhoods where they're like, yeah, we just don't get Pagliacci.
I do not suffer anybody complaining about this. Living in Renton, Washington, where there's not a Pagliacci for like 10 miles in any direction.
Our Pagliacci podcast is called The G is Silent.
The G is silent.
That's
Yeah.
actually
The
pretty
G is silent like
profound.
lasagna. I don't know. Maybe
God
we'll work
damn
that
it.
out.
You beat me to it, Al.
Maybe
Real G's move in silence like lasagna
we have
and
to have
Pagliacci.
Pagliacci since they're no longer sponsoring the Pelton Cast. Maybe we have to have Pagliacci sponsor Talkin' Taco
I did consider the
Time.
possibility.
Brought to you
Talkin'
by
Taco
Pagliacci.
Time brought to you by Pagliacci.
Love it. I'm already going to start saying that. So.
Well, someday we hope that they can have a pizza together. It makes so much sense as those fixtures in Seattle food. Fellas, it's been great. If you have been wondering what's going on with the Pelton Cast, definitely find us on the Pelton Cast Discord. Is that in the show notes, Kevin?
It will be, yeah.
Okay.
You made it sound like the show notes already existed. I gotta edit the podcast first and then do
Those will
the
be in the show notes.
notes.
Find us on the Discord if you've been wondering
Mark
what's going
it.
on with
Can
the
you mark this
podcast.
stuff?
Is that
right. On that note, thanks for listening.
Peace.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if we had a sign-off thing for Talkin' Taco Time.
Not
I
really. I
think we just kind of do it like that.
Okay. I was like,
Yeah.
do we have a thing? I kind of forgot the intro for it too. It's been so long since we've talked Taco Time. We're gonna do this more often now though.
Hell yeah, dude.
When was the last one?
October.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
We need
I
more
mean,
LTO
8 months.
offerings.
I mean, yeah, as soon as this, like, as soon as we get this, try the salad, maybe we get the Caesar back, hopefully.
I'm Kevin Pelton.
Next, wait, how do we do this?
You
The order, is it
ask,
you,
yes.
me, Chris, Randy?
Yes.
Okay, all
Yeah.
right.
It's counterclockwise from the top right. I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Tristan Carcino.
No, we gotta start over.
My bad.